everyone. Welcome to Hollywood Mindset TV. My name is Deneen White, your host. And today I am really excited to have Patrick Quagliano on the show. I cannot wait for you guys to hear all of his experience and all of his tips today. Patrick, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Deneen. It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Before we get started, let me just tell you a little bit about Hollywood Mindset TV and how we got started with this. So we work with a lot of new talent, and what we've realized is that there are so many people who come into the entertainment industry and they want to put the cart before the horse. And what do I mean by that? They're so busy trying to get an agent or a manager that they forget about the really important things like actually booking work, getting paid, or having the mindset that you actually need to make casting directors and agents and people in the industry actually want to work with you. So that's why we have you on, Patrick, today, because you are obviously an expert in the industry, and I can't wait to hear your opinions on the entertainment industry. So everyone should have done their research, but in case they didn't, can you just give us a little bit of your bio, tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Yes, sure, absolutely. I'm an actor by trade. I wasn't a terribly successful actor. And I think the reason for that is I was, at the time that I became an actor, I was going through my own personal problems. And that's why one of the things that I tell students is one of the first requirements in order to be an actor is you have to be healthy. You have to be 100% healthy, because it's a very, very difficult craft. I like to compare acting to Stella Adler did this a lot, who's of course my mentor. I like to compare being an actor to being a fireman. You know, you have to be ready, willing, and able to act all the time, just like a fireman. Wherever a fireman is, a fireman's always on duty, and you certainly wouldn't want to be engaged with a unhealthy fireman. So you have to be healthy. So what I realized is that I could do more for others than I could do for myself, and that I was a teacher. I came from a family of teachers. You know, everybody on my mother's side of the family were teachers. My aunts, my grandmother was a teacher. So I fell into teaching, and that's what I've been doing at Stella Adler for 25 years. And the person who I'm a very good friend with, who's actually been a terrific supporter of mine, and we've supported each other, and we've sort of been brothers in the theater, is my boss, who is Tom Oppenheim. And Tom Oppenheim has grown the school immensely, from a very small school till now a world-class art center. And Tom Oppenheim is Stella Adler's grandson, and he runs the school today. So he gave me a chance. He gave me a chance back in 1995. And he said, Patrick, I think you'd be a good teacher. And so I apprenticed for several years, and that's what I've been doing ever since. And I've branched into directing, and I've done other things and directed some movies. But at my very core, I'm a teacher. And my home is the Stella Adler Studio of Acting, where I've been for teaching for close to 25 years.
That's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about the process? How does one become an instructor at Stella Adler?
Well,
that's the name everyone knows.
Well, to become let's just say, I don't know about Stella Adler, but to become an instructor, you have to have a passion for the craft of acting. You don't necessarily have to be successful as an actor in terms of being able to get work, because getting work is a whole different thing. Not many get work. Not many can support themselves as an actor. But that really doesn't qualify you as whether you're a great actor or not, because we all know there's a lot of people out there that are making a lot of money that are terrible actors. So it's not a money thing. No, you have to love the craft of acting.
Yeah.
It's about the craft. And I've loved the craft of acting. And you have to love, you have to see the world as a humanist, because, you know, actors are always feeling that we're not quite yet human, you know?
Yeah.
So we sort of become more human as an actor. And that may sound a little bit dramatic and a little bit theatrical, but those of us who live in this world now and who have been in the world a while understand what I mean by that, about being more human. And so it's about craft, and it's about apprenticing with great people and watching and trying and learning and studying and reading and studying and reading and loving the craft. Having a passion for the craft of acting is how you become a good teacher, and also caring about the students and seeing, being able to see potential in the students. You really have to get into people's heads, you know.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. We run into a lot of people who come into our company who have taken acting classes.
And oh,
a lot
yes.
of times, the people that they're taking acting classes from, they're like, they have been an extra in a movie somewhere down the line. Can you tell me your opinions on people who are extras in movies who never had a principal role, who are selling classes?
Oh, they're selling, well, just being an extra doesn't qualify you as a teacher at all.
Yeah.
Being extra qualifies you as an extra. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, I would compare going to school to be a teacher like going to med school or to becoming a lawyer.
Yeah.
It's a profession. And it's a problem with the profession because we don't need a license. I mean, you need a license to be able to practice law. You have to go on to school and practice and pass a bar exam. In med school, you have to pass, you know, tests. I feel we should have, well, I shouldn't say this. I mean, I should be more humble about it, but you know, it's a profession. People who are good acting coaches have been doing it for years and years and years because there's lots of trial and error and we make mistakes.
Yeah.
You want to make mistakes, you know, when you're assisting somebody. It's a fraud. Really, I hate to say that, but it's a fraud if you don't go to school and apprentice and spend years and years in the profession. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we warn people all the time, but it's amazing. Like people, like we're a part of like a lot of different online groups, and there's one group in particular where people are always selling their services. And the one guy said, "Oh, I was in a major movie. I'm not going to mention the movie because I don't want to call him out here. But he was in a major movie that was released not too long ago, and his extra part didn't even make the cut. But he took a picture of himself with one of the stars and said, 'Here's me and my co-star.'" As if he were a co-star of the movie. So obviously that's not someone that someone should take classes from.
No. I mean, there's scams everywhere. I mean, we live in a world of fraud and scams and all that. No, I mean, you have to do research. If someone hasn't been in it for at least 10 years, and anybody can name drop, and I hate to do it. I know Allie is always, you know, back there saying, "And you taught this person, you taught that person," and I love her, and I love the fact that she, you know, because that's important. But what I think when someone opens their mouth, you know, and if you're not, and if you're new to it, Google. I mean, the Stella Adler Studio has been around since 1949, and you have to be. I mean, and there's other good studios. I mean, Yale Rep is a fantastic school. The Old Globe School in San Diego is an amazing school. Susan Batson has been teaching for many, many years. I mean, you have to do your research.
Yeah.
And that's one good thing about technology is the scams are out there.
Yeah.
Scams are out there. And people report the scams.
Yeah.
And you should pay attention to those things, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can also do the research and find out what is not a scam, what is not a fraud, is actually real.
Yeah.
Technology has good sides and bad sides.
Yeah, I mean, Denise, we have a pretty sophisticated website. If you go to Stella Adler, I see you have my website up there, and it has. Yeah, I mean, I could probably do more name dropping on it. I like to be humble about stuff, but if you read the craft and if you look at the tapes, I like to show myself in action. If you see people in action, a lot of these teachers, I like to say, okay, let's see you in action. Let's see what you do, and you can tell right away, you know. If there's experience there, I mean, do they know how to teach actions? Do they know how to teach how to reach the imagination? Do they know awareness work? Do they know circumstances? Can they teach living in dramatic circumstances? I mean, these are all the tools of the techniques. Actions are very, very difficult to teach. Do they know how to employ actions? Do they know how to help students with actions? I mean, sometimes I just get up, you know, we have to be careful now because I'm old school and things have changed a lot. But, you know, back in the day, I would just take the student and say, go and do it. I mean, we have to be a little more careful now because, you know, everybody's very sensitive about things. But my gosh, when you're going to acting school, we just want people to be good.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we have to do things. We have to touch them. You know, we have to motivate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can sense in a minute whether someone has the passion and the years of experience and the tools that it takes to teach.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you've instructed a lot of people over your time at Stella Adler. So yeah. What is one thing that you see, one obstacle that you see a lot of your students facing that you would like to help them overcome?
Well, that's a very good question. A lot of the students think this is instant coffee, and it's not instant coffee. This is not something where you go to a couple classes and you go, okay, am I ready yet? No, you're not ready with a couple of classes. The business is extremely competitive. For every job, every good job you go to, there's at least 600 or 700 good actors who want that same job. Mm-hmm. So now you're competing. Any person's competing with someone from Yale, rep, who's had 8 years of training if you graduate from Yale rep, because that's graduate school. Or if you go to Brown University, same thing. All these university programs, NYU, Tisch, where Phil Hoffman went to, 8 years. Allison Janney went to the Neighborhood Playhouse undergraduate, and then she went to 4 years at NYU. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Same with a student of mine, Chris Carmack, you know, many, many years of teaching. So you have to have patience and take your time. And really, it's a nurturing process. Trial and error. Make mistakes at school. Yeah. Don't make mistakes on the audition. Uh-huh. Because if you make mistakes on the audition, you won't get the job. And a lot of these casting directors don't have time to see you over and over and over. You have one crack with them.
Yeah.
And if they see you're a junior, and I hear it a lot of times, they'll say, Patrick, I'm just seeing people who are very green. They look good. They're beautiful. They have a sense of humor. They're nice. They're charming, but they don't have craft.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have craft. And you have to show experience. I mean, when you see Leonardo DiCaprio in Who Killed Gilbert, was Gilbert Grape? What did he do? Help me. I don't know. The film, one of his first films with Johnny Depp. Anyway, you could see he studied. He studied since he was a young guy, you know, and you can tell that. So that would be the first thing I'd say to students. Don't think it's instant coffee. Don't think that you don't have to be theatrically trained. Don't think for movies you can just go in front of a camera and be pretty. You might get one job and you might do reality TV, but reality TV is not acting craft. Reality TV, you don't need any acting training for. Just go out there and be pretty.
Yeah.
And be silly.
Yeah.
But that's different than being in a major movie.
Yeah. Right. So what's your thoughts? So I talk to a lot of people in the industry or people who are coming in, and a lot of them think that they just want to go jump into film. Like, oh my gosh, there's one person in particular who the first time I spoke to her said, Deneen, my first role is going to be starring in a Marvel movie. I was like, okay, well have you done theater? So what are your thoughts on theater, on starting out in theater?
And that person may get that one film because she'll do something that others won't do, or she has a certain look. And then after she does that film and an agent takes her on because they said, oh, she did a film, the agent will send her out to other more serious things. She won't get any callbacks. The casting directors will say she's not ready, and they'll drop her in a year, and then she'll be nowhere.
Yeah.
So you have to train.
Yeah.
It goes back to training. And while you're training, you really shouldn't be auditioning unless you have to do some extra work for money. And then you should hide. You shouldn't want to be in the extra. You shouldn't want to be seen.
Okay.
You do it for money because that's the reason to do extra work.
Okay.
You do, and extra work is fine, but you do it for money and you hide because you don't want to become known as an extra. Now, on the positive sides of things, if someone's not really serious about being a principal actor, then they can make a life out of doing extra work.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But still, even if that's the case, you don't want to be too exposed in extra work, because then you won't be an extra. And they'll think, well, we've seen you in too many films. People will go, oh, I've seen that extra in 5 other films.
Yeah.
So you can make a career out of being an extra, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But you still want to hide.
So the point of this is, if you're an extra, hide away.
Yes, that's right. Because there are people who make careers out of being extras, but that's not what I'm involved in. You know, I'm into making professional actors who are feature people, and then may, as a result of it, become a star. Become a star.
So I know you don't like to name drop, but are there students that you're the most proud of, like having taught?
Well, you know, you can edit this out. I mean, I taught Ryan Gosling. He was very young. He's a nice guy. He's an okay actor. I don't know if I'm that proud of teaching him, but I taught him. The actors that I'm very proud of, that are really, really good, stay tuned for. I mean, even Paul, the late Paul Walker, that was a terrible, terrible thing that happened to Paul Walker. So sad. You know, he found his niche. He found his niche in car racing and things. But boy, you have to be careful, because it's a big difference between the movies and in real life.
Yeah.
Chris Carmack is a wonderful, wonderful actor. Now, people would know Chris Carmack from Nashville.
Okay.
He was the gay singer, the guitar player.
Okay.
From Nashville. And Chris was on the OC in the very beginning. Chris is now on Grey's Anatomy. And what a wonderful actor. Mark Ruffalo, I didn't train Mark. I worked with Mark, but Mark Ruffalo was an outstanding actor and a real Stella Adler mainstay. And a wonderful actor. Jane Levy is an actress I'm very proud of. And I just worked with Jane a couple of years ago. And she got to start pretty quickly after 3 years at Stella Adler. Was it two that Jane was in, or 3 years? 2 or 3 years. And Jane was in a fun sitcom called Suburbia. I'm not sure you know Suburbia. But, and a lot of the great actors are not names. It takes time. You know, if you look at a guy like Sam Rockwell. Now, I didn't teach Sam. I know Sam, but I didn't teach Sam. He worked with a colleague of mine, Terry Knickerbocker, who I know very well, and who is a great teacher as well. I don't mind mentioning other teachers. When you're a good teacher yourself, you're secure, and you don't mind mentioning other teachers.
Yeah.
But now Sam worked for years and years and years. Sam was in the theater and did film for about 10 years before he really made it. Now that's a great actor. Sam Rockwell can play anything, and he's just now being recognized. I work with his girlfriend. I almost said wife, but they're not married. I worked with his girlfriend for a long time, and I knew her from the time she was very, very young, and that's Leslie Bibb.
Oh, wow.
Leslie Bibb is Sam Rockwell's, I won't say wife, because they're not married, but that's his steady, and Leslie's done very well as well. So that's it for name dropping for now.
I love hearing the way that you talk about your craft, because something I think a lot of people don't understand is the passion that you need for the craft. Because it is a very tough industry, and you hear no so much. So it's so important to have as many tools in your arsenal as you can when it comes being trained.
That's right, Deneen. And you know, just a one little thing. The way it starts, one of the first things you do in class with students is you teach students how to see the world. Because it starts with how you see yourself and see the world. And you want to see yourself and the world with full awareness and not judgment. We try to get people away from judgment. We try to get people away from being a prisoner of their past, and to use their past and to use the feelings that came from the past in a way that's productive, to bring understanding to the past, bring understanding to the world you see, and not judge it. Because we don't want to be stuck in our feelings. We don't want to be stuck in our habits. We want to be open so that we can use the world for our parts and for the characters we play. So that's a very important part of the training, is the way that you see and the way you look at things and the way you process. And we have something called the mind-body connection. And that mind-body connection is very, very important. And that's the first part of the training, is just the way you look at the world, the way you see yourself, and the way you process information.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, because something that I hear over and over again is that when you're an actor, you have a responsibility to the character that you're playing.
That's right.
It's a huge responsibility.
So you know, that's an amazing word you bring up. That's a very amazing word you bring up, responsibility. And you know, that's what Arthur Miller wrote about. Arthur Miller, one of the best playwrights ever, wrote about responsibility. And that's what he writes about, because his experience as a Jew in New York City, you know, post-war Jew, was not the American dream, was not the celebration. You know, he had gone through losing a lot of brothers and sisters to the Holocaust, and he didn't believe in the salesman. We were celebrating the salesman, but he killed the salesman because he felt the American dream was irresponsible. And there's a whole bit of history with McCarthy and all that, and blackballing. But that responsibility is so important, because that's a key thing that you just hit on, Deneen, because responsibility as an actor is you have a responsibility to the character, but you also have a responsibility to the world.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why so many actors are acting up now, and not to get political, but are talking about what's going on in the world now, what's going on in this country now, because we're not united, we're divided, and we're becoming divided. I'm not going to mention the name. I really won't. I don't want to mention that name, but we all know who I'm talking about.
I love that you brought up Arthur Miller, because I was an English major, so I loved reading his work. So
yes,
and something else too that I would love for you to touch on is, how important is it for people to be culturally aware and know the canon, like Shakespeare?
Oh, it's very important. I mean, realism is not Shakespeare. Realism is from Ibsen on, but they should know Shakespeare, because Shakespeare is a very important part of the craft. Shakespeare is Elizabethan, and it's a different kind of a study. I am a Shakespearean actor, but I don't train in Shakespeare. I train in realism. Realism is Ibsen on, but Shakespeare is very important, and it's very different. And you can't be a full actor if you can't do Shakespeare. Shakespeare is Elizabethan. Unlike realism, it has no subtext. There's no subtext to Shakespeare. Yeah. We're in realism, everything's subtext. The word is in front of you instead of having the word in back of you.
Yeah.
It's all about language. It has a certain rhythm to it, which is called iambic pentameter, you know. You know, this foul Egyptian hath betrayed me. So you have to learn the rhythm of it. And in realism, there's all kinds of rhythm: slow, fast, back, forth, you know. Yeah. So it's a different craft than realism, but a craft that we teach at the Stella Adler Studio. I mean, we teach everything at Stella, so you're a full actor.
Yeah, that's awesome. I believe at the event you said Shakespeare, and I like automatically turned to you. Oh my gosh, I have to go be a part of this conversation.
Right.
Shakespeare is something, it's amazing to me how many people say that they want to be actors, but they haven't even read Shakespeare.
Well, you're not a full actor. As an actor, you have to be able to do everything. Realism, which is where they're going to make most of their money.
Yeah, of course.
Shakespeare, Chekhov. Chekhov is a study within itself. Strindberg, Pinter. You know, these are all different styles that you have to learn.
Yeah.
Molière. You have to know the rhythm of Molière as well. Shaw, which is a whole different, you know, the English, I mean, all of this came, you know, from the English. The English and the French and the German writers of the world are also very important. And you need all that. It's like saying that you're a doctor, but you know, you don't work on a certain part of the body.
Yeah. You know? I'm a doctor, but I have no idea anything about the heart. So let's just forget about the heart.
Let's forget about the heart.
Yeah, that's so true. So for people getting started, we have a lot of people that don't necessarily live in New York or LA. So for someone who's getting started, maybe in a smaller market, What is something you would recommend for where should they get started?
Well, you're not going to like the answer to this.
Okay.
But they should come to New York.
Okay.
Because this is a problem. Oftentimes, when I have students who come to Stella, who are beginning students, who have worked at schools that don't know craft, who teach you how to perform. You have to perform, you see. Yeah, who teach you that. I don't start at zero. I start at minus whatever.
Yeah, you have
to. I have to undo all of that bad training. Okay. Now, that's not everywhere, okay? And I know I'm going to, you know, sound like a pompous New Yorker, which I probably am. But just make sure, because a lot of people who trained in New York have not stayed here forever, because sometimes, you know, you need to get away from New York after you've been here for a while. And they settle on other places. But there are good actors who have, or good teachers, who have trained in New York, who have landed in, well, I even know one. I know a guy who was in New York for a long time, and he wanted to go back to take care of his mother. So he's in Dubuque, Iowa now.
Oh, wow.
He's teaching at the high school Dubuque. Well, those are very lucky students.
Yeah.
That you can find out in the bio. You can see that Jim spent 25 years in New York City training and has decided to move back to Dubuque and blah, blah, blah. Study with that teacher. Yeah. But again, it goes back to the credentials. And sometimes these small towns, these small schools have very good teachers.
Yeah.
So just, again, be very, very careful. But I think the best way to train, if you're really serious about acting, is to come to New York City. And there's lots of jobs in New York City. You can do catering. You can do a lot of things,
yeah.
You know, where you can support yourself going through school. But if you can't do that and you're from a small town, check the credentials and try to work with a New York trained or New York teacher who worked in New York.
Yeah. It goes back to research, really. Like, good.
Yes. Make
sure you're doing your research. Before you sign up for an acting class, make sure that you're training with someone who's been trained in New York, where it's the center of theater in the United
States. That's right. Train in New York, work in LA.
Yeah.
Because if you go out to LA as a New York actor, you'll be seen very special. And you are very special, because we all know what goes on in LA.
Yeah.
I know that's a very important market for you, but I would say, and live in LA, audition in LA. There's a lot of work in LA, so fish for the fish bite and go out there. But train in New York City. You know.
Yeah, I what you're saying resonates. Yesterday, I did an interview with a woman who started her career in Los Angeles and had a wonderful career. Then she moved to New York, and she said to me, "Deneen, I had to start from ground zero. Like, I had to literally start from the beginning."
Yes.
When they heard I was from LA, they were like, "Oh, that's really cute."
Right.
Not necessarily cute, but like, that's basically what she said.
That's right.
So what you're saying aligns perfectly with what I was told yesterday when I did an interview with another person. So
right.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, Patrick, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
And Deneen, thank you so much for bringing up that idea of responsibility. That's a very, very important idea, and a very important word, and a very important notion. And that responsibility has to be instilled in actors, as Arthur Miller, you know, wrote about in many, many, many plays.
Yeah, it's so important, because someone else that I interviewed said, not only do you have a responsibility to the character that you're portraying, but you also have a responsibility to the audience, because they've invested 2 hours or 3 hours of the time with you, and they've invested money to watch what you're doing. So the responsibility of an actor is so much more than the art.
You'd be a good teacher, Deneen.
You'd be
a good teacher. You have the soul of an actor in you.
Well, that's the first time I've ever been told that. Thank you. Something I'm more of a behind the scenes person. I've always shied away and like hid behind the scenes. But teaching is something I love to do, and that's something that via VIP Ignite, they've given me a platform where I am able to do that. So.
Well, I think you'd be a very good teacher.
Thank you so much, Patrick. I appreciate that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yes, darling.
Have
a great holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate.
You too. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you so much.
All right, dear.
Thanks. And everyone, thank you so much for watching this episode of Hollywood Mindset TV. I hope that you enjoyed my conversation with Patrick. And make sure that you're on the lookout for further episodes, because I have a lot more fantastic guests lined up over the next couple of weeks. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.